Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Okay. We're going to wrap up our four-part series today on business maturity. I hope you enjoyed the series today as much as I enjoyed talking about it, because it's a topic that I think a lot of people have on their mind. I think most people would love to talk about it. I don't think anybody really brings it up enough, because some people bring it up in a derogatory manner. So if you've made a lot of money in business or in business opportunities, then you talk down to people.
Say, hey, I made $1 million, so you figured it out.
Well, that's not exactly right. And then you got most people that don't succeed in business. Let's just call it the way it is. I mean, you know the statistics. If not, let me just share them. 9 out of 10 businesses go under. They go out of business in the first year. And the 1 out of 10 that survive, 9 out of 10 of those go out of business in the next 4. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I also think those are antiquated numbers, because that's the old-fashioned brick and mortar. Hang a shingle on the door, open for business, need a business plan, probably going after the Small Business Administration for some money, or using your second mortgage or something, leveraging, you know, and you're relying on location, location, location. That's old school business. Guys, it's almost 2015. There is no such thing anymore as location. The location is your position in that virtual piece of real estate online. And you want a piece of that. It's out there for you. I mean, there's people selling virtual real estate now, just like the regular real estate. You buy a domain name and you build it up with some articles or some videos, or just get traffic, however you want to get traffic to that. And then you sell that retail space to somebody. Let's say, for example, I own a domain name. I bought a bunch of domain names a long time. I buy domain names anyway, but I bought a bunch a while back through GoDaddy, who I don't even use to buy domain names anymore, but I buy them all through Namecheap.com. And a little plug for Namecheap. And a little plug for GoDaddy. No problem with GoDaddy. I just don't use them anymore. But anyway, I bought a bunch of local, like DUIDayton.com. I have that domain name, DUI Dayton. I'm about, 50 miles from Dayton, Ohio. CincyMD.com or .net, one of the two. And a couple of Cincinnati Apartments for Rent.com. I mean, I was going to build these out. And all you got to do, guys, is set up a WordPress platform, put some articles on there, and just let the natural organic traffic come to it. I mean, you get some links back to it as well, but it is not difficult to get indexed in Google. It's very easy. It's super easy. People make it sound difficult. Why do they do that? Well, because they want you to pay them to get them to do it. And also, it takes time. Do you got time to write articles? If you do, write them. I tell the story all the time about my very first article I ever wrote for my own business, Cincinnati or everydayisaturday.com. I wrote an article titled Cincinnati Motivational Speaker, and I put it up on Go Articles. Just Google that title right now. You'll see the article. It'll be page one, number one probably in Google. And it was on page one within an hour and a half. This was 2007, something like that. And I realized then the power of just writing good content and putting it online. WordPress is easy. You just get a domain name from any domain reseller, whether it's, any host. You can go through HostGator, Bluehost, any of these people, GoDaddy, any of them. And then you just set up a WordPress platform for free and start writing blog content on there and upload it. It's it to your site. The index crawls it, or Google crawls it. It gets indexed. It's simple, simple, simple stuff. But you don't need to be a brainiac. You don't need to, have a brick and mortar business in your hometown, a coffee shop or a restaurant, to open businesses. So I don't think those 9 out of 10 numbers apply for virtual businesses. Guys, you could create an ebook right now and sell it for $7 and be in profit. You know that, right? You could create a product, upload it to ClickBank, and have other people sell it for you. You know that, right? Because if you don't know that, that's a you problem. I mean, this is a little tough love. It's your fault. If you don't know it, it's your fault. Now, I'm telling you, so it's really your fault now. I'm telling you that if you want to create a product, create it. All right? I don't know how to make an ebook. Just make a PDF. Go to Fiverr. Have somebody do the graphic for the cover. Write your – well, how do I do a PDF? Write a Word doc. Use the PDF converter on your Mac or WordPress or your PC. And just do it. You can convert a Pages document on your Mac to PDF simply by going Export, click, PDF, done. And, oh, by the way, if you want someone to make it look like a real good ebook, go to Fiverr. Ebook, go to Fiverr. Have them do the graphics, put the book together, send it to you. Boom, you've got your ebook. I don't know how to deliver it. Load it to your server. I don't know how to do that. Go to Fiverr. Somebody for $5 will load it. It'll be everydaysaturday.com/ebook. Boom, there's my ebook. Or everydaysaturday.com/. Now, obviously, you replace my domain with yours. /name of my ebook. That's it, guys. It's that simple to be in business. You don't need a shingle anymore outside of a florist or a restaurant and invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in inventory and then hope you get foot traffic coming through the door. You don't need to do that anymore. Just go online and sell your product. You want to sell consulting? You don't even have to create a product. The product is you. It's your intellectual property. Now you just got to tell people that you have it. How do you tell people? Write an article. Upload it to one of the million article directories out there. Get indexed right away. Have a link back to your site. Get a podcast. You don't have a podcast. Look, all this stuff, and I'll talk more about this in December when I'm off the road. I'm traveling 3 weeks, London, Palm Springs, and Orlando over the next 3 weekends. But I'm going to open up my Sam Crowley Coaching Academy after the first of the year because I'll be home, hopefully have my baby home. So I won't be leaving. Don't think I'll be traveling. It's going to be very inexpensive, but there's going to be a commitment to it. And I'm going to coach people just on how to build your own brand and how to get all this crap out of your head. You know, it's not live yet. There's no real, I'll put an early bird list to get out there. I don't want to have a lot of people in this. I just want serious people that just, you know, you've got greatness inside of you. You know that you want complete autonomy. You know you want freedom, but you also know there's going to be pain and you want someone there to coach you through it so you don't give up. You know why 9 out of 10 businesses go out of business? I don't believe it's because of lack of sales. I believe it's because they gave up, because it's so easy to give up. It's easy to quit. It's hard to stay in the game. It's so easy to quit. Everybody will throw a warm blanket around you. You know why? Because most people are quitters. Sad but true. Sorry to tell you. Unless you're hanging around a unique group of eagles that you're soaring with, most people have given up on something, whether it's a diet, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's a relationship, or if it's a business. We are all too comfortable right now in giving up. Giving up and giving in, it feels okay. Guys, I gave up in 2005. I filed bankruptcy. I gave up. I saw the debts. I saw $400,000 in debt, and I saw no money coming in. Now, I got 20 college credits to my name. Most of them are gym and health class, but I get it. I know when I'm underwater, and I know the bankruptcy laws were changing October 18, 2005. My attorney said, if you don't file bankruptcy now, buddy, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder in about a week. So October 11, 2005, I filed Chapter 13. And I used what was legal and available to me at the time. Under the United States bankruptcy laws, I was given a second chance, but I paid back 10% of all of my debt, over $40,000 I paid back to my creditors. Now, they were pissed off. They only got 10 cents on the dollar, but that's the law. I don't make the law. I didn't flush everybody. I kept all my rental properties. I was able to keep them because they're protected in another LLC, which, God, none of this you may know right now, but it's your fault if you don't know. I didn't know it either, but it cost me $10,000 in boot camps and real estate. Spending $10,000 on real estate boot camp saved me $1 million of real estate that I didn't have to flush because I had it in a separate LLC. And that is legal, okay? I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't hide my assets. I said, here's all my assets. What do you own, Sam Crowley? What is in your name? Here's everything in my name. All right, the LLC is protected. Your 401k is protected. If it's in a plan, a 401k plan. I had to bring this document. It was like 800 pages of my 401k plan through Bell South at the time. And boom, it was protected. So I'm going in all these different directions to let you know that if you don't have this information, that's a you problem. Go get it. And you don't look for broke people for help. They're broke for a reason. Okay. You go to people that if I've been broke, they ain't broke anymore. Okay. There's broke and there's broken. I was broke, but I was never broken. Praise God, I got out of that freaking disaster and that mess, and I understood the sun will come up. It came up for me. It's going to come up for you, but it ain't going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. come on, man. Let's go through this thing together. I mean, let's ups and downs. This whole week, tomorrow, Saturday, I'm going to do a week in review show. Let me tell you where my week started with my MacBook Pro crashing. But it cost me $2,000. And just because I didn't have the AppleCare, it cost me $500 to fix. Yeah, hey, sorry about that. Sucks to be you, Sam Crowley. You're out $500 on a $2,000 product. 25% of the cost is going to repair a video card, right? Hey, that's what it means to be in business. Find a credit card. Get the thing repaired. Pay cash, whatever you got to do. What are my choices? Not having a MacBook Pro and not going into business? I just won't speak in Toronto next week because I don't have a video card and I can't have a PowerPoint slide? No, it's not even an option. Get it done. Just get it done. Move on. Go grow bigger than your problems. You're going to have problems. I have problems. Grow bigger than that. They ain't going away. No, you're going to continue to have problems, okay? Big, small, middle problem, whatever it is. You're going to have problems. You got to grow bigger than them. And how are you ever going to grow bigger if you don't even know how to deal with them? If you're going to people that quit and give up, that's not a solution to problems. Giving up is not a solution. If you got to go chapter 13, chapter 7, if that's where you are right now, then you grow bigger than that next time. But there's always a next time. Quitting is saying, I'm going chapter 7, 13. I'm never trying anything again. I had that advice given to me. Boy, you really should never, Sam, let me tell you. And I had advice by more than one person. You shouldn't try to do business again, buddy. You shouldn't try to go in business again. You know what? The hell with you. I know I'm a miracle. I know I screwed up. I made a mistake. But what am I, the only person that's ever made a mistake? I know I'm not the only person that's ever filed bankruptcy because I researched it online. There's a lot of billionaires with a B that have been bankrupt. So don't you sit there and tell me that I can't get a second chance. I deserve a second chance. I made a mistake. Yeah, I screwed up big time. But second chances are for people. They're for champions. Second chances are for champions. They're not for wimps. You want a second chance? Go take it. Nobody's going to give it to you. Just go take it. You've earned it. If you're able to listen to this show, you're living in a free country that allows you to listen to whatever you want when you want. Go take your second chance. Nobody's going to sit there and say, hey, do you want to? Give me my damn second chance. Give me my third, fourth, fifth, sixth chance. I'm a miracle. And I deserve it. Damn it. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.